Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has delayed its mobile-first index. Twitter has enabled ad blocking on iOS and November is set to usurp December as the UK's peak month for online Christmas shopping. Google has delayed the launch of its mobile-first index, saying that it'll now not launch until 2018. At the SMX Advanced Conference in Seattle, Google webmaster trends analyst Gary Ellis said that its launch was likely to be many quarters away. Originally, Google had created a timeline which placed the launch of the mobile-first index during the first few months of 2017. It has described the upcoming mobile-first index as a big change, although he was keen to emphasize that the company had developed it so that its initial impact on non-mobile-friendly sites would be minimal. Ellis advised webmasters not to freak out, saying that Google was currently communicating with many publishers around the world to ensure that they're not surprised by the upcoming change. He was also keen to stress that Google's mobile-first index will not exclude desktop content. It will simply search for and rank mobile-friendly content more preferentially. Twitter has enabled ad blocking within its iOS app. The update means that if a user opens a web page through the Twitter app, adverts on that site will be blocked using ad blocking software that is built into Safari browsers on Apple devices. Analyst Nicole Perrin said that whilst this particular move could have little effect on advertisers, the issue of rising mobile ad blocking is something advertisers should be concerned about. The use of ad blocking software is on the rise around the world. In the US, it's expected to rise from 20 to nearly 22% on desktop devices between now and 2018, whilst also seeing an increase from 7.9 to 9.6% on mobile in the same time period. All in all, it's expected that over 75 million people in the US will use ad blocking software this year. The e-commerce consultancy firm Salmon has predicted that this year, November, will become the top month for Christmas e-commerce spending, beating December for the first time. The report predicts that UK consumers will spend £20 billion online in November 2017. The main instigator behind this change is thought to be the attraction of special discount days such as Black Friday and Cyber Monday, both of which take place in November. Salmon said in the report that more and more consumers are waiting for this period to bag a bargain instead of shopping during traditional Christmas shopping periods in December, adding that retailers need to be thinking of how they can cater to consumers during this specific time. The company's peak trading expert James Webster also said that consumers were mostly looking for the path of least resistance across multiple devices. Research performed by Michael Parrish Dedell has shown that a surprisingly low number of millennials make online purchases. Whilst 53% of the age group continue to buy items on the high street from brick and mortar stores, only 31% buy things on desktop, with just 16% buying on mobile. The research found that while 76% browse the web for an item before buying it, 67% of those who make the purchase will do so in store. The report says that by fusing together the online and offline shopping experience, brands targeting millennials can earn considerable market share. And finally, 36% of Indian children living in inner city areas have proceeded to purchase an item after seeing and liking its advert. The KidScan study from Kantar IMRB questioned 2,500 children aged 5 to 14 in the country to study their buying behavior. It was also found that children in the country play a large role in convincing their parents to buy household items, after 3 out of every 10 households said that they consulted their children when buying household appliances. The chief strategy officer at Kantar IMRB has said that India has moved away from pester power to seeking mutual respect in making decisions between the child and the parent. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.